Hey y'all, just so you know, this is an intermission, sort of, because me and Rowan are actually up in Alaska right now. We weren't able to record a new episode of the Dune Chronicles, so we thought we'd share with you from the archive what was supposed to be the original podcast. Before we actually did the D&D, we tried the Star Wars out, and we decided ultimately we wanted to start with D&D, so this is a little look at the train wreck that was at the first ever recording of One Nerd, Two Noobs. Make sure to give it a listen. If you don't like it, don't worry about it. This is only a one shot. If you like it, who knows? Maybe one day we'll come back to it. We will see you guys back after the break with our normally scheduled show, The Dune Chronicles. All right, everybody. See you soon. Bye. Welcome to the first ever podcast of One Nerd, Two Noobs, an actual play podcast where every other week we play a campaign in a different setting. This first one is set in the Fantasy Flight Star Wars Edge of the Empire campaign. I might be repeating myself, but this is my first ever podcast, so whatever, I can do what I want. And yeah, here we go.
So what are we doing?
Well, this is the first episode of the podcast.
Okay, well, how do we start?
We should introduce the name of the podcast, The Further Adventures of the Aluminum Falcon.
Holy, did you see he did it? He got it.
I said the wrong name, though! It's the Aluminum Sparrow!
The what? Was it? What is
the
it? What is it?
Damn it!
No, what's it called?
The Aluminum Sparrow?
The what?
The Aluminum... I hate you right now. Just say the name!
Welcome to the adventures of the Aluminum Sparrow.
Yeah, that's how you start this podcast. Oh, God. So welcome. This is an actual play podcast based in the Edge of Empire.
A what?
Actual play podcast. That's what
these
are called.
Oh, it's an actual pay. I'm not getting paid.
Rowan, wish.
Are you getting paid?
No. Not at all.
So this is an actual play podcast set in the Edge of Empire series made by Fantasy Flight, and we'll
Fantasy
be...
Flight?
Fanny Flight?
It's Fantasy Flight. That's
the
name of the company.
No, I just didn't hear because you turned away. I didn't hear what you said.
No, I was trying to look at the name. Yeah, it's Fantasy Flight. Sorry if I turned away. Yeah.
What else does Fantasy Flight make?
Oh, they do so much. I forget what they do. I know they do this. They do the Age of Rebellion, which we'll be using a little bit. They use the... Jedi one, which is called...
Hey, a quick aside. Is this PG? G?
What was your question?
Is this a family-friendly podcast?
As family-friendly as it can be with you people.
We are family. So.
Don't swear, Dad.
And I am friendly.
Oh, God. That was so bad. All right, well, this is how we're starting, apparently. So, oh my god. Alright. Why don't you guys introduce your characters and speak up to make sure everyone hears?
Well, do you have a magnifying glass?
And some of us stop playing the guitar.
So freaking small. I can't play my guitar.
If any of you wrote it yourselves, then you can complain.
We don't know how to write it ourselves.
Okay. My character's name is Galoob. There.
Okay.
He is an Alanian. An Alana. Sorry. Page 90... Oh.
That's so you know where the things are! I left you notes!
He is a smuggler, and, a scoundrel.
That's the subclass.
His specialization trees is a scoundrel.
Okay,
his career is a smuggler.
Just say he's a smuggler, and then
yeah.
Go to the next page. He'll tell you what he looks like.
No, I know what he looks like. He's like a little turtle person.
He's
not a turtle person. He's kind of like a gecko. He's an intelligent gecko.
If you look it up, it's spelled A-L-E-E-N-A.
He's an intelligent gecko.
They were in this really funny episode of Star Wars Clone Wars.
I haven't seen that.
I know you haven't.
So, to me...
I flipped through the books, and he chose that one.
There's nothing written here.
Yeah, on the second page, right there in the left side, it says your height and everything else.
Oh, I
that
thought
you
told
meant,
me. Like, some backstory.
No.
I thought you were like...
No, the backstory...
He was born on the wrong side of lily pad.
Oh, my God. No, I don't even know what to say.
Okay. He is, He is an Elena, but he self-identifies as a Wookiee.
Was he raised by Wookiees?
No, he just self-identifies.
He just self-identifies.
What are you? What are you gonna? Are you gonna impose your gender and species bias on him?
No,
okay,
I was
just.
I
think you should just. I think I'm about ready to boycott this whole thing. Okay, he's 13 years old, which is middle age for him.
You gotta lean forward.
He's 13 years old, which is middle age for intelligent geckos.
I don't think that's
and
true.
And he's 3 foot. He wrote here that he's middle age.
You said he's 13, but he's middle age. I don't think that's what I. You told me this.
No, it says 13, but middle age. What?
That's
okay,
literally what
I,
you told
we're
me.
Already going down a wormhole here that I have no
Let's
idea
see.
What's going on. Okay, he's 3 foot, I assume 3 foot 2 inches tall, because the marking here makes it look like something, I don't know. he's thin, he has no hair, and he has big eyes with big purple eyes? Is that what they said, big purple eyes?
Yeah, it's purple, he has purple
oh,
scales.
I like that. Okay, and he has purple scales. Which basically, you know, it's, and that's, I guess that's about it.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to add about your character, or you want to play through him when we start playing? Like,
well,
more stuff will come out.
I'll flesh him out as he goes.
All right. And how about you, Ro?
He doesn't eat flies. We'll just put that out there.
He is warm-blooded, by the way.
Not that there's anything wrong with eating flies, just in case.
Okay.
I don't want to offend anybody out there.
You don't want to offend the fly eaters?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. You also should
actually,
introduce
one
yourself.
Time when I was a kid and I was riding my bike, a fly went right down my throat. So I get it. I didn't enjoy it, but you know, it happens.
Go ahead.
My name's Max the Merc Krylon. I am a human.
They call him the Merkin.
The Merkin? What's a Merkin? Why do I feel like...
Google that, kids.
Don't Google... If he said that, don't Google it. It's horrible. It just... I know what it is.
He explained it, Cole.
I know he explained
We're
it.
We're not going into detail. I'm a hired gun. That's... Yeah.
Okay.
That's all you wrote, dude.
Yeah. Hired gun, what's your specialization tree, if you want to put that down?
Bodyguard.
Cool, you're his... Okay.
I have a heavy blaster pistol, and I have...
Just say what he looks like.
I'm 33 years old, 6 feet tall, athletic build, long, dirty blonde hair and hazel eyes, with badass sideburns. So much like myself today.
Yeah, we'll go with the athletic build with just like yourself.
I have an athletic build.
Is it a Whataburger athletic build?
What is?
Cole! Oh!
What? I thought
Cole
I was going to
freaking shoot that joke down out of the air.
Cole performed joke aside right there in front of us.
Thanks for ending that joke so we can move on.
Let's go.
Well,
okay,
fine.
We'll pretend that didn't happen. Let's move on.
Oh, it happened. Okay, so let's stop playing the guitar for a minute.
Stop. He's going to give us some backstory.
And let's roll the Force and Destiny die.
Ooh.
To see how that goes.
Is that a special dice of some sort?
Yep, it's the white die. It's, I don't know how many sides.
This
it's
one
got,
here?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, so you two are going to roll that twice, and I'm going to roll it twice.
Okay. Come
or
on.
We'll see.
Come
and
on.
And tell me what it says when
roll
you roll
and play
it.
Luck Be a Lady tonight.
Alexa!
Nope.
No.
Oh, no. Wait, no, stop.
Okay, it has two dots.
What color are those two dots?
Apparently they're black since it's all the.
Ooh, so that's
black.
Good for me!
I get to roll twice, buddy.
No, you only get to roll once because you rolled a 2-1. Now it's my turn.
Well, what does that mean?
Oh, so it's all dark side points.
No.
So I
no,
use that to
no,
make
I, since
bad
I don't
things
get to go
happen.
Then Roland gets to go. So flip those back.
I get to roll once
He's
anyway.
He's already scamming.
So I'm not scamming.
Go ahead, Roland.
Nice job getting the dark side.
That's weighted dice. Oh, see, he
got him.
Okay, then. You guys get to use... That's what you... I get to use... So basically, when it comes to the chips, you can use those two to do like make like add like a yellow dye, turn like a couple of your green dye into yellow dye, or you can like make something exist in the universe.
You're gonna have to explain that as we go.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just
because,
saying.
Okay, just so, to, let wait.
He's
quick,
saying it for
wait,
the podcast.
Wait, just stop. A second. A quick aside here. I've never played this game before, and neither has Rowan.
I have.
You've played this game before?
Uh-huh. Okay, Merkin apparently has played this game before.
Oh my god, stop calling him that if it's inappropriate.
I haven't.
I'm going to call you freaking Wanger.
I have not played this game before. So we'll be doing a lot of explaining going forward.
So if you're...
And now back to the game.
How to play Star Wars.
So if you want to learn along with us. But basically, like, those two... the two little things, circles, one shows, like...
Yeah, the dots.
Yeah, the two are on the dice. Yeah, that shows, like, if it's good or bad.
I'm looking at a dice right now, and the dice has a series of dots. Some are solid black, and some are, like, circles.
Yeah,
they have a white center to them. And so, and it's a series of one and two dots.
So you'll figure this out on your own. We'll go through it maybe a little bit if you guys want us to.
Are we teaching them?
No,
I just
we're playing
know what
for
I'm
fun.
Doing.
Oh, well,
and I'm teaching
them.
Dad too.
Can we just play?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Yeah,
don't say screw them. If they're listening to this, they're nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for
listening.
Oh, are you waiting for me to say it?
No, you said it.
Thank you.
You said it. I'm looking at him because he's playing guitar, no one's going to be able to hear us.
Okay.
It's super low.
Go. Go. Let's see what's... Okay, so we rolled the thing. Two of them were... What? You said dark side, and two are light side.
Light side. So you can use the light side ones. I can use the dark side, but I can't use the light side, and you can't use the dark side.
You'll tell me what that means later on.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Okay. So, we're going to start the podcast now. Welcome to the podcast.
I thought we started the podcast.
We did, but I mean, I'm starting the game. Yeah, welcome to the game.
Gather round, children. It's story time.
So, we open up on our, let's say, adventurers.
Hapless adventurers.
Oh my god. We'll say the adventurers, and they're in... They are at the...
He's flipping through a book right now.
I forgot the name of where they are.
Radio Visual.
Yeah.
You know, it'd been good to, like, write this stuff down.
I did, but I... Oh, I did write it down.
Yeah.
Hey, don't mind the nerves. This is our first time podcasting. Go ahead, Cole. Am I not supposed to use your real name?
No, you can use my real name.
Oh, okay. Cole.
But when I say you...
Are we under disguise?
When I say your character names, I'm not going to do the thing because I can't do it. I can't do it. So, Gloop?
You go across the...
Okay. You're sucking on your finger, mate.
I can't do it.
That's okay.
It's going to be Gloop. Or what do you want me to say? Because I can't
just
do that.
Gloop's fine.
Gloop?
That's fine.
And then Max, when I'm addressing you in character. Without a character, I'll say your
Gloop
real name.
Toy?
Maybe.
Gloop? Yeah, isn't there a toy called Gloop?
I'm sure there's a Gloop. It's like a...
But, okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Here we go. We open on the boys in their hole in the wall. Literally, they live in a hidden hangar bay on... I don't know how they pronounce this, but it's a Queenan.
So you chose the words that don't pronounce.
It's an actual place. It's an actual place
fine.
In the universe.
Hey, you know, I can't. Not everybody can pronounce everything.
It's a Queenan space station. It's an old smuggler hangar they discovered and now reside in, big enough for their ship and a poorly put together bunk bed. And we open on them. What are you guys doing? In your hangar. Open on you.
What time of day is it?
It's, it's a space station, so you don't really have a time of day. I'll say it's like...
Oh, come on. There has to be some measurement of time in space.
Well, it's a 27-hour day on the space station, so I'll say it's morning. It's morning afternoon, like 12.
We're on a space station?
Yeah, you're living in a space station.
So we're not on a planet.
No, you're living inside a giant space station. It's within the hut system. So
it's like that show Firefly when they went to that place where that bar was and it was like a space station thing.
Kind
of. I don't really remember the movie. I'm just asking.
I think you're thinking of Star Trek, but we're gonna go with that.
Okay. But yeah.
Serenity? Serenity's the Firefly movie.
Oh, Serenity, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Pardon me, nerds. My reference was wrong.
Okay, so we, you guys live on a space station because it's a hut, it's a port.
Does it have gravity?
Or yeah.
Just floating around?
No, you have gravity. You're in a hidden area, but you're hanging out right now. What are you guys up to? You guys have just been...
We have gravity.
You have just woken up, I'll say. You have gravity.
Okay. I'm gonna eat.
Okay, you gotta speak into the mic.
I'm gonna eat, probably.
You're gonna go down and
eat? If I just woke up, I would assume...
I said it's...
Well, of course, I'll use the restroom. And brush my teeth.
Okay, so you guys are gonna go eat, or you're going to eat. What are you doing?
I'm crafting a huge gun.
So you're cleaning your gun you have on you?
Cause... You said, no, I have a blaster pistol.
Did you say crafting?
I'm crafting a huge gun. If I put that in story text, do I get another gun?
No.
No. You don't know how to do that.
Well, I'm tuning my gun to make it better. So can I increase the damage?
No. I'll say you're cleaning your gun. Okay. So you're cleaning your gun and you're going down to eat.
Does that mean he's actually cleaning his gun, or is that a euphemism for something else?
Oh my god, yeah.
Family friendly, guys.
So apparently this isn't family friendly. But
hey, I didn't say anything wrong. You guys are disgusting.
Oh my god. All right.
Go ahead.
Well, okay, so he's cleaning his gun. Are you going to invite him to go eat with you, or are you just going to go by yourself down to the space station?
We don't have food in our place?
You do, but, I mean, I'm thinking...
For story-wise, you want us to leave the place?
Or, no, it's up to you. I'm asking you if you want to leave the place, or do you have
this
food?
This podcast would be pretty sad if we didn't leave the hangar, right?
Probably, but, I mean, I'll find a way to get around
the space station. We're going to start up a game of Mahjong, and we're going to relax for the next...
You mean Sabacc?
4.5 hours.
You mean Sabacc?
What is that?
That's Star Wars version.
It's the nerd checkers.
Oh, is that Star Wars or Star Trek you just said?
I said Star Wars.
Oh, I thought Rowan said Star Trek. I'm like,
no,
are we crossing
universes? I said Star Wars.
So I've decided that I'm gonna go. I apparently gonna go out and get something to eat.
If you want to.
And I ask if Merc wants to come with me, but what do you say?
Sure.
Okay, so we head out of the
You guys climb down the ladder that'll lead you to the main space area.
A ladder?
Yeah, because you're hidden. This is a hidden smuggler area. You're not technically not supposed to be living here. You just kind of live here because you don't have enough money.
So it's like living in the ducts of a Taco Bell.
I said it's a hidden smuggler area where you're living with a poorly crafted...
That.
I literally said this at the beginning.
He explained that to you, like, in the flavor text, but you...
Were you not paying
trying
attention?
To think of jokes.
No, I wasn't trying to think of anything.
Trying to make
I was trying
me.
To... No, I was probably being annoyed by you, so I wasn't paying attention.
Why was that? Why would I? Because
you're walking around in circles doing stuff. I don't know what you're doing.
Don't hurt my feelings.
Anyway,
freaking wanger.
Oh my god.
Okay, so you're right. I'm sorry. I did catch that in the beginning. I apologize. Then what we do is we climb down the ladder.
Yep.
And head to go get some food
at the Talifax Inn.
Talifax Inn, is that the main...
Probably the only... I mean, you can... Is there another place that you want to go to? I mean, that's one of the main ones that you,
no,
that you
no,
can
I mean,
think
that's,
of.
No, that's fine,
you,
because I don't know...
Talifax Inn, what else is there?
Talifax Inn.
Talifax.
It's T-A-L-L-I-F-A-X. Talifax? What? What's wrong with it?
Nothing. So we head over to the Tallywhacker Inn.
Well, that's one of them. Or, there's a... There's Space Wendy's.
No, we just go to
Infinite and Out Burger.
We go to the
Infinite and Out Burger.
Yeah,
is
Infinity,
that where you want to go?
Infinity In and Out Burger. No, let's just go to the Talifax.
Yeah, we'll go with Talifax. I don't.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know what.
No, I'm saying it's Talifax.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go there.
Talifax.
Let's go. We head that direction.
You guys head that way. Will one of you give me a? Perception, or not perception.
Do you want to roll or do you want me to roll?
You roll. I'm good.
You got it.
Okay.
What am I rolling? What color dice? I have green dice, yellow dice.
You're rolling me a...
Yeah, perception check. So what you're going to be rolling is
what color die?
The what's it called? Your when do you have for perception? Tell me on your character.
Perception.
Don't hold the thing in front of your face.
Which one am I looking at? Is there one up above, or is it just...
No, it's going to be in the categories where it says...
Oh, yeah, down below on this line? Mm-hmm. I have nothing.
You don't have anything?
No.
Marked in?
No.
What about you? Do you have anything marked for perception?
No,
no.
Okay, well...
Wait, there's a little dot next to it.
That means you're... that's for in-game stuff, when you're leveling up experience points. No, I mean, it's for experience stuff. I was making
next to it too, but I don't have anything else.
Yeah, you don't have anything marked in there like the
no.
other ones?
No.
Okay, then. So, who has the better, what's the category next to it?
Cunning?
Yeah, who has the better cunning?
I have two.
Cunning. Cunning, I have a two also.
You have two for cunning?
Yeah.
I thought you had more. So, whoever wants to roll two green dice, go ahead. And then, oh wait, the difficulty. I'm going to tell you the difficulty right now is... one purple dice. Add one purple to that. No, don't do it right next to the mic. No one needs to hear that.
I just want to know I'm actually rolling. I'm not just making up stuff.
What do we got?
I've got one ice cream cone and two Fred Perry logos.
So... You failed. You failed. You saw nothing.
I failed what? Walking to
you
a
have
restaurant?
You failed perceiving something. No, there's some perceiving something.
I was supposed
something.
To possibly see
it's
something.
Yeah, you're supposed to see something.
Okay.
But you
so
failed.
Apparently,
you
I
had
didn't
an advantage,
though.
You got an advantage on that. So all you left with was an advantage. And that basically, you can use that to say, oh, we got there 5 seconds faster, maybe. Or something like that.
I think
or,
I almost killed myself.
Advantage.
Right open the door in D&D or something.
A side
really?
Effect or consequence.
Yeah.
So yeah, like your the positive side effect is you miss the person or the thing that you were supposed to see. They don't see you. Actually, you failed seeing them, but they didn't see you.
Can I shoot everyone in the entire restaurant?
Oh my god, no! You
make
can't.
Sure I hit them. If
okay.
Attack.
It's not an attack. You were just
so
looking around.
So apparently somebody didn't see us and we didn't see them,
if they
and
didn't see
we
us,
go
that's
to
a
the
good thing?
We go to the restaurant.
Yeah. You go to the restaurant.
Yes.
You enter the restaurant and you're greeted by...
Oh, it's a fancy restaurant.
Well, it's Talifax Inn. It's a restaurant and like a
oh,
sports bar and inn and people stop in there. It's like
sports bar?
Yeah, it's well known. It's owned
no,
by...
Literally a sports bar in space?
Yeah.
They're watching
for Smash Balls. That's the actual sport.
Smash Balls.
And it's owned
oh
by Smash
God.
Balls infamous enforcer.
Balls McSmash a lot.
Melissium O1.
What? What's his name?
Owen.
He's a famous smuggler.
Melissium Owen.
He's a famous ball smasher.
But you're greeted by a human woman, and she's all like, welcome to the Talifax Inn. May we bring you to a booth or a table along the bar?
So she's not the famous Smash Ball.
No, no, she just works here.
Cool.
Okay, the famous one you're not going to see down there.
Did you write the story so there would be a woman character?
Cole, quick, change into your outfit.
Why are half these characters women? Hello!
Okay. So
you sit there and mercilessly mock the woman's voice.
No.
Let's see how that goes.
We say,
do you have a voice for your character?
Just do your regular voice. You're not going to want to do your
it's
voice.
Gonna be
for, the
too,
whole thing.
I, for this first one, I'm going to use my regular voice.
No, do your voice. Do the
and
voice you wanted to do.
I can't.
You're
going
to have to do it.
You
want
to. You know how cold it is.
I can't
gonna
do it for the whole
the
thing.
No,
the
you're not going to. I'm not going to make you do it the whole time, just when you're talking with someone.
Oh my god, I don't remember what it was. What was it? What was it? What did I do?
Just do whatever you feel is right.
Oh, you're doing that weird high-pitched voice.
Which one? Any table would be fine.
Oh god.
Okay, well, we'll bring you...
Hey, are you mocking me?
She says, okay, well, I'll bring you up to the bar then. There's a game on of Smash Ball.
We sit somewhere else. I don't think we want to watch a game of Smash Ball.
What's Smash Ball like?
What is Smash Ball?
It's
what is Smash Ball?
It's like, I imagine it's like football and rugby, kind of, where you're, but there's not a lot of armor and you're fighting each other to get points and things like that.
Wow, he's pretty quick about that one. Called very knowledgeable.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I'll give you a clap.
Thank you.
Well, anyone out there listening to this podcast, if that's wrong, please send all of your insight and grievances to in care of Cole. The email will be listed on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll name off everything at the end. So she asks, so you do have a preference for a table then? She looks at Max.
Max, his name is Merc. No, it's Max the Merc.
That's his nickname.
What did you say?
She looks at you, gives you a look when you said, she's all like, she says,
when you complained about the bar.
When you guys said you didn't care what table, and then you complained about it.
He didn't say that openly.
Well, apparently you have to watch your mouth.
Yeah.
Look at Ron showing
off his gums. I can't even make fun of it.
So.
You can't see my ginormous biceps, audience. Well, that's what I'm showing off right now.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They're deep. Bigger than yours, boy.
I went to the
gym. All right. Well, come on. Back in game. All right.
Back in game.
So, she brings you over to the booth then. And she hands you the breakfast special menus, and she says, "All right."
Okay, are these fancy future menus like on like those?
Yeah, they're
like,
on
like those translucent things.
Yeah, it's like a
time machine too.
And the food spins around in front of you.
Well, not like that. I mean, it's like a. You ever watch?
Or is it like Harry Potter, where they?
No, you ever. It's like a restaurant. It's like there are servers, there are things like that. The menus are printed out on these, like,
You'll have eggs and bacon.
What?
I didn't want eggs and bacon.
What?
You have eggs and bacon.
But what was I going to say? It's printed on, like, a see-through data pad. It's kind of, the best, but they're kind of, like, unlocked screens. It tells you.
What do we know and be like?
It's up to you. What do you guys think you normally get? What would your character
I need something disgusting. Probably something, you know.
Well, what? It's not disgusting your character. What does your character eat?
Probably a fish and moss or something.
Fish and moss?
Yeah, something like that, probably.
So they
some
have
kind
a
of
knife.
Lichen. Lichen. Lichen.
They have a knife. They have a nice halibut on the menu. And with some greenery.
Are we in Star Wars or are we in Wisconsin? They really have halibut out in space.
You halibut said a fish.
Sports bar.
They have a nice.
Yeah, really.
They have a nice. They have a
NASCAR.
Nice car. They have a nice
space
fru-
NASCAR.
They have a nice frugan fish.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, they have a nice
farfadugan fish.
No, a nice frugan fish and some greenery on the side. Are you gonna have a drink with it or anything?
Yeah.
Okay, what about you, Max?
Johnny Walker.
Cheeseburger.
Johnny Walker.
Straight up.
You mean Space Johnny Walker?
Black Label.
Space Straight Up Black Label Johnny Walker, okay.
Cheeseburger. Space Cheeseburger.
Space Cheeseburger? Okay, we'll go with that. So, they take your order, and you wait a couple minutes, they bring it over, set it down. It looks good, because they're well known for their food. It's not bad. It's cooked very well. You're eating there, and then you get a ding on your data pad, telling you to.
Do we take pictures of our food?
No.
That's up to you. Do you take pictures of your
food?
Does
no,
your
no,
character
no.
do
are
that?
You, are you Instagramming this?
I'm not Instagram.
Are you Galactic Instagram? No. Go ahead. Okay, so we get a ding.
Yeah. On who is the one that would get the messages from the clients?
Yeah.
I guess I would.
Gloop, Wigan?
I'm the brains of the organization.
Fair enough.
I'm
Gloop
the brains
gets...
and brawn.
I'm the brawn because I'm a Wookiee.
You're just a...
Oh my god, you're not a Wookiee!
I'm a Wookiee.
Alright.
You should see the whole image.
Gloop, you get a ding on your data pad. Informing you you have a client that wants to meet with you.
What do we
do?
Do
you open the message?
Of course.
The message tells you...
Wait.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I just heard something on the news this week. You're not supposed to open up invitations on Google Docs.
This isn't... Like...
isn't a Google Doc, because I will not open it.
Wait, what do we do?
I'm saying that you're smugglers. You're
a grape smuggler, and I'm a regular kind of smuggler.
Well, you're smugglers, you're all around, you just kind of do jobs. Your ship is built mostly for transporting prisoners, but you've converted a couple of the prisoner cells to transport...
To put stuff in.
Yeah, to be able to put things in
animals,
there.
Whatever
you want. You've transported...
Like galactic animal?
Well, it's like
the
prisoners...
Star Wars movie that just came out.
Yeah, like that one.
Force Awakens, where's the big one?
Oh, yeah, he has that...
Ship is a Firefly. Class, or not a Firefly? Can you? It's on
the
your.
It's a Boba Fett ship.
It's but there's a name for it. It's on your
slave
sheet.
Slave One.
Yeah.
It's not the Slave One. It's not called the Slave One. There's a name for the actual
ship. Where is it written on
last
the Slave? Last
page
is your actual ship info.
Ship info.
Why did he get the ship? I'm the pilot.
You're not though.
It is a fire spray system patrol craft.
A fire spray. And what do you think your ship looks like? It's named the aluminum. Sparrow.
I love that.
Aluminum. That's what we're gonna say.
Okay, the aluminum sparrow is shaped like a.
Well, we know what it looks like. What's it painted like? It's like
It's painted jet black, like a flat black, so it doesn't reflect anything.
Oh, okay.
So when you're out in space, nobody can see it.
No one can see like visually see it.
Smugglers.
Okay. Is there like a pinup girl or like anything like that painted on there or just
stealth?
Yes, there's a.
No, yeah, that would really hide us.
There's a hot ass looking sweet gecko painted on the side.
One of your races, an Alienian, like a hot pinup of Alienian.
No, a Wookiee. Thank you.
Oh, a pinup of a Wookiee on the side.
Thank you, a Wookiee.
And it says the name of the ship, the Aluminium Sparrow. Yes.
What's the name of the Chewbacca that's in the holiday special?
Oh,
Itchy or
Lumpy
or something?
Itchy and Lumpy, yeah.
Itchy.
A pin-up of Lumpy.
Is it painted on? Oh, this is going to make some great fan art. Alright, that's your ship, but you use it. You guys pretty much do odd jobs.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
you're known for being guys that can keep your mouth quiet.
We're guys that we can keep our mouth shut
but,
and do the job that needs to be done.
Yeah, but do you open your data pad, though?
Yes.
Do you open the message?
Doesn't that advance the plot?
I mean, we have to.
Well, you don't have to. You can do whatever you want.
We leave it alone.
We just leave it alone.
To our little hole.
Get some drinks, relax.
Okay.
No.
So you open the message, and it tells you that there's a client, and they want you to meet them in their private opera box in the opera area here on the space station.
The space station has an opera?
The space station's huge. It looks like this right here.
Oh, it's one of those things.
Yeah, and you see that ship in there? That's
Where
one of the
live?
Giant ones.
You
live in just got a hidden hangar in the ship. There's a couple other ones that you know that there are other ones. You don't know where they are. You just know about this one, and you live there because it's
like a cupcake.
A little bit. Yeah. But,
make meringue pie.
But, yeah, there's an opera area. So, are you guys going to make your way over there?
Yeah.
You're cool.
I'm a fan of opera.
Do you call for your waitress and stuff?
Well, we finish eating.
We just leave.
And we pay our check.
Okay, the check is going to be... It's going to come out to 20 credits altogether.
I don't know how much money I have.
It says it on your character sheet.
Oh, don't worry. It's like we have like infinite money.
You don't.
I have 100 credits only. Why'd you pick this restaurant? It's expensive.
You pay for it.
I should have gone to...
Don't skip out on me now. what's his name?
Gloop.
I just screwed it up. No! The Jurassic Park. Remember when he like gets up to pay, and he says pay for the.
Oh, what's his name?
Don't get cheap on me now,
Hodgson.
Yeah, don't
Dodson.
Get cheap on me now, Dodson.
Okay. Well, you pay your check. Are you gonna pay?
It's
or are you Dodson. Gonna try?
It's
and-
Dodson.
Are you gonna?
We got Dodson here.
You gonna try?
Probably not Dodson.
Are you gonna pay? Or are you gonna do something? Or are you gonna try and do something to get out of paying this check?
Like what?
It's up to you. It's your character.
Punch her right in the baby maker. Run.
You have to live here, so it's up to you.
No.
And you know that the owner of this place is scary.
We'll just pay our check. I mean, what do you do? We're looking at a payday coming up soon, so let's go. We'll stay above the law in a place where we have to live. Yeah, kids, remember, you don't poop where you eat.
So mark 20 credits off of someone.
Oh, I will.
You.
I'll do that. No problem at all. I told you I was paying gold.
Oh, I know. I'm just
get angry.
I'm not. So mark 20 credits off your sheet, and you guys start making your way to the opera house.
do a roll.
Okay, hold on one second. One moment.
It's around the second page.
Second page. Oh, I see it right there. Yep. Thank you. 80. Cool. Yep. Go for it. Okay, we head our way to the opera.
Yep. Do you want to try and give me another check to see if you see on your way? It's going to be a couple minute walk. What are you guys talking about on your way?
We talk about
the new job we got.
We'll talk about the opera. And maybe
right now you hear it's a Twi'lek opera in the station right now.
Twi'lek, what exactly is Twi'lek?
You know that every dancing alien in Star Wars with the big wieners on the side of their heads?
Oh my god, those are called Laku? Oh my god, I don't
know.
You
know what I'm talking about. Yeah, they have the wings on their heads.
It's not a wing.
Over their shoulder.
It's,
no, that is, that's a Twi'lek.
That is what he's talking about. He is talking about. It's called.
The blue
they're called Laku. Oh, yeah. Don't call it that. They're called Laku.
Okay.
Laku.
Hello.
You know, like flopping Lakus.
You should see when
they get. It's a Twi'lek opera.
You should see when they get excited. They can't fit through a doorway.
it's a Twi'lek opera about a Twi'lek escaping from his slavery position and trying to make it out in the world.
Wow, that's
quite daring.
Cole went dark on us.
Well, no, that's like the history. They're like their
oh, really?
Their race has been.
Are.
Oh, they're
yeah,
still kept a slave.
Race,
what are they good at? What are they good at that makes them
dancing,
good slaves?
That's it.
Well, it's not that they had a giant moor and stuff.
Is that the
on.
One that's chained to?
Yeah,
that's the one that was thrown in the Snorlax pit.
Oh, got it.
Okay. There's a garbage animated sequence that later, and they're all dancing with this stupid alien singing.
Yeah, okay. But, it's a Twi'lek about, and that's what the opera is about in the house right now. That's what you know it is. But you're going to visit
this
client. So
we kind of talk about that and our appreciation for Twi'lek operas, I guess.
No, that's just the basis of this one. I mean, operas can be different. It's like Zabrak, you've seen Wookiee operas. You've seen one called the Phantom of the Jar Jar Opera.
Oh, there we go. Misa thinks it sucks. Anyway, let's go. So, do I roll?
Yeah, I've been waiting on you to roll. Tell me what you get.
I got Fred Perry, soccer ball, and an explosion.
Oh, we so win. You pass. So, who you see on your way walking over there?
This is where we get real.
You see your friend, the man who you try and avoid because he knows you're secretly living in his space station. The spaceport security officer, Arcadian.
See, he told us it was our friend. Are you lying to us?
Well, I mean, he's the security officer of the spaceport,
know,
like the chief
moment
security.
Ago you said it was my friend.
I know, as a joke.
Oh.
The chief security officer, Arcadian. He's walking around.
I had a smile on my face for a moment until I found out it was a joke. Now.
And he knows you guys are living here somewhere secretly. They can't bust you, but he always, every time he sees you, though, he always harasses you, which will make you late for your clients. So are you going to try and avoid him?
Of course. Yes.
Okay, so give me a quick stealth deck, both of you, to avoid Arcadian.
Okay, what do I roll?
A stealth check.
I know. What
you have to explain.
You have to.
It's on your sheet. It literally says it on your sheet.
We're not going to look at our sheet, bruh.
Look.
Oh yeah, I am. I'm looking at it right now.
Can you give me that sheet that's next to you?
Stealth.
Why do we have this sheet?
I have one dot on stealth.
Is it filled in? Is there anything filled in on stealth?
Yes.
Then you roll whatever you roll your agility.
I have nothing on stealth, but I have 4 agility.
Then just roll green.
I have 3 agility.
3 agility?
And then a dot down.
Okay, so okay. You roll...
What do I put in there?
You roll 2 green and 1 yellow.
What do I roll?
And the difficulty, because he's looking around, but not specifically looking for you guys, add 2...
he's doing his job.
You add only one purple dice. It's an easy difficulty right
now.
Me too?
One purple?
Yeah, one purple.
One purple. I beat him.
Okay, yeah, you succeed.
Yeah, I straight up demolished.
Oh, wait. Oh, so you got a triumph, which is really good. You thoroughly succeed. So, what do you do? How do you avoid him?
We slink along the edge of the building when he turns.
Well, no, you get to do something really cool to avoid him.
Like,
with a triumph.
Well, of course, being the fact that I am a Wookiee with amphibian abilities, I skimmer up the wall like a gecko.
Your character can't do that. They don't have that ability. If
they look like a gecko, but they have no gecko things.
No. You don't have that ability.
How about you accidentally trip
How about
and
this?
Fall into a pile of money?
How about this?
You find 20 credits
when
you're on
the ground. We're not getting free money, believe
Yeah.
Okay, watch about this. Okay.
No, how do you avoid him
this
with
is
a
how,
triumph?
I'm about to tell you something awesome.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. I basically throw something up in the air that slams against a building above his head. When he looks up to look at what it is, I do a rock and roll power slide on my knee between his legs and head out the door. So.
Okay, and then I guess what does Max do?
Around like a normal human being.
Fair enough. All right, so you guys get around him without him seeing you this time, and you make it to the opera, and you give the and you say you're here to meet a client, and they know exactly who it is.
One quick question.
Yes.
Okay, apparently I don't have the ability to gecko to walk up a wall. Can I blend into things?
No. Your character doesn't have any of those abilities. Everything you can do is written on your sheet.
He's just a lame alien.
No, they're known for being great pilots and explorers and things like that.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
They're known for that.
That's what geckos are known for, piloting ships.
I just wanted to clarify. How do you know?
Not a gecko.
How do you know? There's no... We don't have space flight like that. Maybe they are. What happened? Let's see. It's like...
So the teller asks...
Gets off and starts going to
put
really
a gecko
well.
The teller,
the
teller, you approach the teller. What do you say when you approach?
The teller?
The ticket guy.
Ticket?
Yeah.
Oh.
The
Well, I'm sure. What's on our pad? What was written on our pad?
You say, it says meet a client, and it says a box number. What do you say to him, though?
Say, could you show us the box number? Blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is.
Okay. He says, all right, follow me. And he leads you up to a box.
What is that voice from? I know that
it's
voice.
It's not a voice.
What's it called?
I'm not doing any voice, just...
No,
I know
it
that
is
voice.
Something.
Here's your box.
It's Eeyore.
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 I guess. Here's your box.
Eeyore leads us up to the box.
To taking tickets.
So, is it...
Enjoy the opera.
Is there an Eeyore character leading
a
us
A large
up?
Talking donkey.
No, it was, the character... The character was kind of hairy. He,
has donkey quality.
Is he a Wookiee?
It's not a Wookiee.
I was gonna fist bump him.
No, it was a Wookiee, a very depressed Wookiee.
I'm gonna be like,
Wookiees don't
I
speak
feel your,
they,
be like,
in
I,
this,
you're,
you have
your,
a translator, I'm
your,
assuming.
Do your best Wookiee accent. Do it.
No, I'm not gonna even embarrass myself and do that. There we go, that's what he sounded like in real world, but... In a normal voice, because I'm assuming you understand how to speak, or understand what you're saying.
Why wouldn't I know how to speak Wookiee?
Exactly, you identify as one, so
you
can know.
I am a Wookiee.
You're an Aline. Alina.
I am a Wookiee.
Okay, well, he leaves and he says, have a nice opera.
And
he heads back down the stairs.
I give him a Wookiee fist bump.
He doesn't fist bump you back. He looks at you
I
and is like, what?
I backhand the Wookiee as hard as I possibly can. No.
Why'd you hit me?
I didn't do that.
I'm going to get
that. That was a joke.
I'm going to go get
him.
That. What the hell, man?
As soon as you shoot at him, he runs
I
off
don't
and he
shoot
says,
him.
I'm going to get, I'm going to go get
I don't
Arcadia.
Shoot him. I don't shoot
right.
him.
He doesn't shoot him.
Well,
nothing that happened in the past 30 seconds happened.
I try to give him the Wookiee fist bump.
No. You know what? If you say it though, Rowan, it's going to start happening soon.
What do you mean?
If you say your character does something, it's going to do it. Hey, look at him. He's got Wookiee belly.
Don't say that.
Okay.
So, anyway.
So, do you knock on the door, or do you hit the like sound button to know someone's by the door? Because it's closed right now.
Yeah.
Okay, the door opens up to show a Twi'lek at the door. It's, He's tall, about 6'3".
Some are, some are free. This one looks very well dressed, though. Very well dressed, Twi'lek. And he opens their door and greets you. He's pale green. His haiku isn't very long.
Oh, it's a dude Twi'lek.
Yeah, it's a dude.
The
this is a male Twi'lek.
Twi'lek get put in chains. The dude Twi'lek.
No,
had
no, women dress normally as men too.
They go around their necks.
Oh, that's, you know, right. Yeah, that's,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. He doesn't
on.
Have that. His are pretty
sorry,
long, but not that long. His are long, but not that very long. So,
the door opens. And
to
there's a Twi'lek there.
He's about 6'3". He's very tall for a Twi'lek and looks very well
built.
Aren't
they normally pretty small?
They're around.
No, I mean, average.
They're
like,
average. I think the highest they get is like 6 foot.
They're not big like me, like a Wookiee.
No, they're not big like you. The 3'2" Wookiee.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's about 6'3", which is odd, and he looks well built, and he's also in like very nice garments, which you don't expect to see Twi'leks in a lot. He's his lykus are long, but not super long. Like they go almost, like half to the shoulder, and they're adorned with some jewelry.
Okay.
And he's pale green.
So he looks like he's got money.
Yeah.
So
you must be Max Krylon. And you must be Glup. Okay. Well, my master has been waiting on you. Please come into the box.
So he's a master.
So he's a slave also.
Yeah, you're assuming, or he's just paid to call the guy master.
Okay. So we go into the box. We follow him in.
So you follow.
Does the door close behind us?
Yeah, the door. It's one of those fancy Star Wars doors where it slides open and slides closed, so it does that.
Ooh,
like the Doom noise.
Does it do that? That one, okay.
Yeah, one of those noises. And you enter to see up by the balcony. It's a balcony seat, and you see there. You walk in, and
so it's got a nice seat. So
yes, it's a
right?
Very nice seat. It's like. You are walked up, and the entire time you're getting higher and higher up and closer to the stage, and you're looking like, oh, we might actually make money on this one, client. The last one you had was transporting a Wookiee, this old man and a Wookiee, and these two humans to Tatooine, and you don't know why, and they complained the entire time. The Wookiee was disgruntled when you tried to connect with him, and they only paid you a couple credits, and it was just like... just a horrible experience all around. This one you're hoping to make actual sense.
Well, you just described A New Hope, right?
No, you were driving them to Tatooine. You don't know who these people were. They seemed to be annoying. The old man was prowling along about him fighting this guy near a volcano or some crap like that.
So that's Obi-Wan.
You don't know. but you don't know who that is. You said his name was Old Man Ben or Began
yeah,
or
totally
something
not
like that. Yeah, but in this universe, you don't know who that is.
Yeah, no.
Okay. So you enter the box, and you go up there, and you go in, and you see a droid standing next to him, a droid standing by the balcony. It's a protocol droid. It's silver, though. It's silver.
So it's like C-3PO.
Yes. A little bit like C... It's a protocol
it's
droid.
It's like a silver C-3PO.
But that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what I...
Yeah.
Protocol Troy is.
Yeah,
right?
I believe that's what
the
class is. I don't know the class name off the top of my head, but
that's
yeah.
Right.
C-3PO.
Okay.
What are the R2-D2s? They're service droids, right?
Yeah, it's a 3PO protocol droid is what you see. It's silver, looks very well polished and kept together, and then you notice someone else in the... And you don't know how you missed it. You notice a giant hut sitting there in the balcony. Next to the protocol droid. It's, unlike a lot of... This hut is kind of well put together. It's actually wearing a nice coat. Cigar hanging out.
Is this a droid as in, like, the big giant droid?
No, this is, like,
C-3PO.
In the
hut.
A hut, yeah, like, a
hut.
The
big fat slug.
Like, yeah, like
yeah,
the slug. Yeah. And he's a dark blue, though. He's dark blue... And
like
he's
zero.
Wearing a coat. What?
Like Zero.
Zero, I think, was purple, but yeah.
Yeah,
and he's wearing a
Who's
coat.
Zero the Hutt's in Clone Wars.
Yeah.
He was in the movie we saw in the theater, remember? He was the one that tried to screw over the other Hutt by stealing his baby.
It's been a while.
In the movie. We saw the movie.
The animated movie.
What movie?
The animated
Clone Wars movie. Remember, they have to deliver the baby to
Jabba
the Hutt. There's the
Zero
the Hutt.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
So you enter in.
Oh, yeah, I totally remember that. Okay, yeah, okay. That's all. Okay, go ahead.
You enter in, and do you do anything when you enter in?
Well, I mean, I don't. I guess we follow the guy over.
He lets you in, but he doesn't do anything. What
we
do you guys
speak
do?
To the Hutt.
We go head over towards
the fat slug man.
And as soon as you start talking, he throws up a hand and tells you to stop and wait. It's the middle of the... It's like the last song in the opera for this intermission.
Well, I whisper to him next to me, Merc. I'm like, why did he text us in the middle of an opera if he didn't want us to come over here?
Yeah, I know. It's almost like it's a plot hole.
A plot hole?
I know, I'm just kidding.
A plot
hole? There's
a pot
hole? Like it didn't work out.
No.
It's not work.
I know what a plot hole is.
The Twi'lek woman on the stage finishes her song. The stage curtains fall.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's clapping, and they say it's an intermission right now, and he says...
Is the Hutt clapping?
Yes, the Hutt's clapping. Glory.
Do they have hands?
Yeah, they have giant
hands.
Yeah,
they have a little wanger hands on this.
Oh, yeah, they have those, like,
the
T-Rexy, like,
that, like,
yeah.
Kind of, like the...
Yeah, they do that, and he starts clapping, and
can he clap?
Yeah, he can clap.
Can you reach over his slug guy?
He's not out of shape. This
can
is,
he touch his index finger?
I said this Hutt was in shape and well-dressed and looked and was blue.
What is it?
But
in
is
shape
he still a worm?
Like?
Yeah, it's still a worm. He's just not as big as the other ones. He looks more like
he's not
built.
Like a pile of worm.
He is a pile
is,
of worm. He's
but
like
he's
as big as
a
normal Hutt.
Is he
but
more like
he's
a
just
genie?
More... He's more of a fit one.
He's like a genie.
Like, he looks
is he
like
a genie?
He's been,
you know,
he looks like he's been...
No, I'm asking seriously.
No, I'm trying to tell you. You're not letting me. It's
okay, go ahead.
He's in shape. I said this all when you came in the room.
Okay,
apparently
what I'm
you weren't
is
looking.
Though, is what I'm saying is this.
He's a Hutt. They
is
all
this,
look the same.
Okay, this is
what
I'm
saying.
Fit
Hutt.
I'm saying, I'm asking you a question. How can a pile of worm be fit as opposed to a not fit pile of worm?
Yeah, you said fit Hutt. What is that? What do you mean by fit?
He looks in shape, like he could whoop your ass. Like he's been in fights and he can fight you.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's why this is weird. That's why I said that.
Okay,
so
maybe he's not all.
But it's undescribable what you're saying.
Yeah, okay.
It is. He looks muscly. It's muscly instead of fat. When I said fit, I assumed you understood that he was in shape.
No. When you said fit, I assumed he had like. I was thinking. You know what came to mind? The genie from Aladdin.
Yeah.
You know, like that worm body at the bottom, but
no.
Like a muscular.
No, he's
body.
Muscly. He's muscly.
So he's a muscly worm.
He's
okay,
muscly,
so
and he's dressed
a,
nice.
So he's a worm
and
with
he has,
muscles.
And you see that his Twi'lek that let you in is well dressed, and the C-3PO
so
protocol.
So they got money, and he's.
You see,
and
there's
he's
money.
Like, kind of like okay, good. Got
and it. And he's cultured too. It looks like, and there's an intermission. The Twi'lek finish their story, and now he
is
now
he really
he
cultured,
reaches.
Or is he like mafia culture?
Well, you're. He's about to talk.
Okay, go ahead.
He says, welcome. I have a message for you, and I've been waiting.
Okay, for those of you listening at home, Cole has actually squished his neck back, his head back, to make his neck stick out. And he's doing a... Go for it. That was awesome, Cole. Okay, and so he said, welcome.
Welcome, I've been waiting for you.
Okay.
I find that it's good to meet clientele in a more cultural area.
Like a baby bird.
I have a job for you.
Okay. I look at Merc, and Merc looks at me, and we're listening.
The job is I have a couple of clientele that... didn't want to approach anyone with this job. They wanted a mediator of sorts. And they need two men of your talents, we'll
say. Is this Hutt's name Orson Welles? Or was he at some point on the Orient Express?
I'm sorry. I should introduce myself. My name is...
Okay, wait. Get ready.
Lord Prep.
Lord Prep?
Prep, yes. I'm one of the lords of Nerahata.
Lord Parak.
His name's Wang of the Slug Genie.
My name is Fappy the Slug Genie.
Pretty much. His name's Lord Parak, though. Okay.
My name is Lord Prep. My name is Lord Prep.
Lord Prep.
I had clientele.
Clients for us to take somewhere. They didn't want to approach us.
No, they need a mediator because they can't have this coming back to them. So they asked me as a favor to approach, hire two men or a crew to go pick up a package for them, and
you don't need to do a face, bro. They can't see your face.
I want to do the face though, because it was.
Pick up a package for them from Tatooine and transfer it to.
Is this guy wearing a fez? Vespin. A fez?
Yeah,
a
you notice. You notice that he actually is wearing a fez. He seems like he doesn't understand what you're actually supposed to wear to an opera. This is like a man who has money but doesn't really spend it the right way.
Got it.
Like in Dumb and Dumber when they come out with the
pinch. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Cowboy outfit.
Yeah.
More dollars than cents.
And he's telling you that my clients need you to pick up a package from Tatooine and bring it out to Bespin. They know this journey.
Bespin.
It's Lord Bespin.
Vespa? Who's Lord Vespa? Isn't that?
It's Spaceballs.
That's what I thought.
Vespin's the Cloud City.
Yeah. Oh, Vespin.
It's the Cloud.
Nerd check.
Yeah, Vespin is where Cloud City is located.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Is Vespin.
Is the name of the planet? Vespin. Yeah, that's the name of the planet.
Vespin. Cloud City?
Bespin?
Bespin.
Oh, I thought you were saying Vespin.
No, Vespin. I've been saying Vespin.
Lord Vespin. Sorry. Lord Vespin.
Can I finish what he was telling you?
Vespin, right?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead. Do you see that face? He gave us that. It's like, I'm so tired of your face.
That's not the face. I was trying to get back into the character.
Go ahead.
Need you to pick up.
They can't see the face you're doing, but if they take a photo, I'll post it along this on the Twitter. But
Lord Bespin to Bespin, to drop it off there. We understand the journey is long, but they are willing to compensate you with 5,000 credits. Sound okay? And just so you know, well, let me show
that's
you.
That's just enough for the gas.
Yeah.
Well,
we
you
want at least six.
You literally have. Let me show you the journey.
We want 5,500 and not a credit less.
Trying to find the map. Sorry, one sec. Here we go. You are in Nalhutta.
He's showing us a map now.
Yep, I'm showing the map. I know it's not very great for a podcast, but here is now, you are around here.
Okay, where are we going?
You are going to Tatooine, which is over here, and then to Bespin, which is down there.
So we're going across the entire galaxy for 5,000 credits.
You only have 180 to y'all's name, so this is
a
great job.
We want 10.
You want to try and negotiate?
We want 10.
Okay,
we don't say that way. Go. That's a long way to go.
You want us to go across
and
the whole
a
galaxy?
Short time to get there.
They need this done within 2 space weeks.
Oh my god! Like on the map, we were literally going eastbound and down.
I know.
Like, why? Seriously?
What? Do you think might be a reason why I did that?
Oh, good job.
Okay, hey.
Yeah, I thought you guys would enjoy it. So, but yeah, you want to try and negotiate for more credits?
Of course. We're smugglers. All
right, give me a. You gotta give me a negotiation check. Whoever. Thinks they have the better negotiation.
No negotiation, bro.
Negotiation is.
It's presence. Based off of presence. What's
I
your
have
presence?
Two.
I have a
three.
Number three presence.
So,
you do it.
So yours is better.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're grab three green, and then you're going to be rolling against three purple.
Do I roll both?
Yep. All at the same time. And tell me what you get. So you're left with an advantage with two failures.
Oh.
How does that work?
So
what does that mean?
You have an advantage, so I'll say...
Okay.
With your advantage, you grease him up a little bit, and he'll give you... And he goes like this.
Or like...
If I'm greasing a hut, I don't want the extra money. That ain't worth it.
He goes, you do entertain me. I'll give you a... We're willing to bring it up to 6,500 credits.
I think we'll take that.
You got it! Got him!
Okay, please don't scream into the mic. It sounds not good. Great for it.
You're out of character. What's his hut? Mic hut?
We're at your setup, man! He's wired!
So he messages
you
over there.
If
you
could talk
then.
Right here, please. Into my flower. If you could talk into my fez, it would tell you everything.
No, okay, so he transfers you over the data you need over to your data pad.
Okay.
All the info you'll need for when you get to Tatooine. Do you guys need to buy any?
As a thing of goodwill, will
as
be
as a gesture.
As a gesture,
the thing of goodwill.
As a gesture,
I am not
as a thing from goodwill.
I'm not a very well educated man. I made my money the old-fashioned way: spice mines and slavery. So, as a gesture of goodwill, we'll give you 2,000 credits now, and the rest when you return.
Three now, because you're going to try to kill us. That's an obvious plot point.
Go ahead and give me another negotiation check to get your three.
The hut saying that?
Yes. I wish for you to negotiate with
me. I say check. We win.
Oh, you did win. Or wait.
Yeah.
You won, but with two despairs.
But with two wins.
Two threats.
So, he eyeballs you.
Oh.
What do you say to him to convince him to give you 3,000 instead of 2? What do you say?
We say...
In character.
That's what I say.
In character?
Yeah,
I say,
your voice.
Okay, Mr. Wiener Slug Genie, we're going to do the best job possible. We're the greatest smugglers this entire system. So you better pay up more up front.
And not only that...
To get the job done.
There's nobody else available! Wookiee out.
He stares over at Max after the wiener slug comment, and he looks you dead in the eye.
Wiener slug genie, thank you very much.
He looks you in the eye and says,
"You fail to realize who I am, apparently,
they
and it's not great to cross Lord Pip, as you'll learn."
And he stares you down.
But I like the tenacity of the small one, so I will pay you 3,000. We need the job done sooner than later. So, okay. That was intriguing to see. Please leave now. The opera is about to start up.
And as he says that, you see the lights have been blinking while at the end of this. And the protocol droid kind of stares you down, who's said nothing this entire time, looks over at Max. And just kind of, you feel like you just got scanned into some sort of database.
Wookiee out.
And the Twi'lek at the door is just kind of looking dumbfounded, like, and looks at you and lets you out. And then stops you as you're walking out and looks at you and goes, "That was either the bravest or dumbest thing I've ever seen someone say to Lord Pip."
Both!
Probably. I hope you guys survive and try and do the job well, because otherwise, those spice mines may be calling your name. And as he says that, the door closes. Alright, it tells you, on the data pad it gives you info, you need to be at Tatooine within 2 days, and your hyperdrive is functional. So this gig is really good for a couple reasons. You can fix your ship, which is okay. The hyperdrive will get you there in time, but you're going to need to get it fixed. So you're going to need that extra money to fix it. But you have 2 hours before you have to go. And this space station has pretty much anything you need on it. So do you need anything you want to buy while you're at the space station?
Well, I mean, we get our basic, like, food and
fair.
Supplies and ammunition and...
Oh, you want to? Do you want to buy any extra guns or things now that you have money?
Well, let's fix what our... can we fix our thing?
No, you're going to need the full amount of money to fix the ship.
Is there a really hard-hitting gun that would be useful?
That's you can
not a ton of money because we need the money.
Well, okay. Do you want to give me a what's it called? I mean, you've been living here, so I'll give you a blue die added to this. But give me a underworld check.
What's that?
Knowledge skill, an underworld check.
Underworld.
To see if you know where you can get really good guns. It's gonna be under intelligence. I think one of you does. It's gonna be over on this side. Look where I'm pointing.
Intellect of 2.
Oh, I have a dot. I have one on mine. Yeah,
you have underworld.
Yeah.
Filled in.
An intellect of 2 with a 1 filled in.
So it's a yellow, a green, and a blue.
Yeah, it's a yellow, a green, and a blue, and then the. I'm gonna say for the what kind of guns do you want though before
there's
I give
blue.
You the difficulty.
Oh. What?
Before I give you the difficulty,
I don't know,
what kind of gun do you want? Like how hard hitting? Cause
I want one of those Wookiee crossbows.
How about a sniper?
You want
rifle?
A Wookiee crossbow?
Yeah. A sniper rifle. Not a Wookiee crossbow. Those are so lame.
A bowcaster? You mean?
No, that's what
I'm talking him. You want a bowcaster?
You
that's
can't
what they
them.
Have.
Why?
You don't have a chip point in heavy weapons.
A bowcaster?
Yes.
A bowcaster is ranged heavy.
Yeah.
Do you have it filled in?
No.
Nope. You
I think
can
I
only
need
do ranged light guns then.
Yes. I need a. Show me the snipe rifles
do
or the
have
shotguns.
I have a Wookiee slingshot.
What's the hardest hitting shotgun?
There is no such thing as a shotgun.
Hardest hitting sniper rifle.
There is a. You want a sniper rifle then, like a heavy hitting sniper rifle?
Like really heavy hitting sniper rifle.
Probably illegal on the space station.
That'll one shot someone.
So if you want something like that, that's gonna be a 3 difficulty.
What do you mean? Well, how much is it?
3 purples. No, to find a place that's gonna sell this on the space station, you're doing skullduggery, or not skullduggery.
But you just
roll underworld.
To find it.
Yeah, you're rolling to see if you know of a place here at the space station that will sell you these kind of illegal guns.
What do you get?
Because this is. The space station, I should mention, is the border between Hutt Space and
why
Imperial Space.
Why am I rolling
space.
All these?
Because
you have the underworld.
Because you have
am I rolling all these?
Yes, you're rolling all of those. You're telling me what you get. And I'll tell you if you find a place that's going to have these kind of guns. And you left with a despair, so you don't find it. You
cool,
have,
that's good.
You have the option, though, of flipping one of your light side points to find everything you wanted.
Nah.
All the guns you wanted.
Nah, we'll save those.
Well, the podcast is going to be over soon, so you sure? And we re-roll them every time.
We're good.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do
it. We do it.
All right.
Got him.
Flip one of them. You find Blaster Emporium.
That's
going
to be like $4,000.
Chester's that kind of guy.
Chester's Gun Emporium. It's run by a Bothan man.
What's a Bothan?
A lot of Bothans died to give us these guns, Dad.
Which one is that? You're showing me
it's
5 things.
No, that's not a Bothan.
Yeah, that right there is Bothan.
What?
Which one?
That's a Bothan. You're pointing at the Sandman.
I didn't mean to. I meant.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Bothan.
It's the one with
the a male Bothan greets you at the door.
A male Bothan.
Yeah, male Bothan.
In,
he greets
like,
you at the door.
Male.
He's all like, welcome to my place. I am Chester. This is my blaster emporium.
Okay, and so we go
that's
in.
That's all illegal guns,
and
kill.
We go, yeah, exactly.
We only sell legal guns here. Wink, wink. Here at Chester's Blaster Emporium, what are you looking for?
We want to see, wink, the goods. And I say wink.
Oh, God. Ooh, oh.
And I'm imposing. I blew it.
Like your other one.
He looks down at this small east. He looks down to see you. Oh, I didn't notice you there. Well, welcome as well. What kind of weapons were you looking for then? Then maybe I can show you my selection.
We want your most legal wink. Hard-hitting sniper rifle.
Oh, and what about you, little one?
He doesn't get anything.
Excuse me? What can I get? I don't know what,
like
what there is.
No, what can I just?
Well, I
just say something
can't
that you want.
Crossbow.
Just light weapon wise, what you think you want?
Probably, hey,
Okay. Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
If the freaking raccoon in Galaxy...
That's Guardians of the Galaxy. Is different.
Can carry gigantic...
You can... I'm not saying you can't use it. I'm just saying you're not skilled at it. So you'd be rolling only green dice. Instead of yellow.
Absolute garbage like a trash.
So you'd be... I mean, you can... If you hit with it, it'd be really good. But it just wouldn't...
Okay, then I want a... what's that? What? Remember from Men in Black? The noisy cricket?
You want a noisy cricket? No. Oh, I had those for legal purchase. No. Why didn't you say so?
No, I don't want that. I want something good. I want, like the disintegrator.
Oh,
like the destroy all humans gun.
Yes.
From that video game?
Yeah, the kind that has a bulging brain on the top.
Uh-huh. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, so you want a ionized blaster? No, you want...
Let me look in my Star Wars Galaxy drill books.
You want a disruptor pistol, then, I'm assuming.
That's the one!
Ooh, well, one moment, then. He walks up to the front, he flips the closed sign, locks the door, looks out the window, closes the shade slightly, and he flips a switch, and all the gun, all the legal gun cases flip over to everything illegal. And he's all like, so I can sell you that, but it's gonna be around 2,000 credits.
Well, I think I'll pass on that one.
How much is it for just the sniper rifle?
For just the sniper rifle in which you're inquiring about?
I can't afford that. We gotta keep some of our money.
Just your stupid little pistols, 2,000.
You asked for the most hard-hitting one. What am I supposed to tell you?
What's the most hard-hitting one, and is it worth it?
It does 10 damage, that one that he wanted.
Mine is 7. Garbage! Trash! Screw you, Bothan. We're out of here, mate. Hail. We
Door's
go back
locked.
To fix the thing.
And then for your sniper rifle, I have a nice E-11 sniper rifle. It does 10 damage. It's range. It's very rare, though, and it has an extreme length to it.
It has a critical hit chance of 30%.
I do have, on the cheaper side, a slug thrower, a Model 77.
Slug thrower?
Yeah, so this one's... So, a slug thrower is like... Shoots pistols on like a blaster
rifle.
Shoots
pistols?
Or shoots bullets.
Like actual pistols?
No, this one will shoot bullets while a blaster or anything else will shoot like the beams.
I came with a gun that does 7 damage.
I have a holdout blaster that does 5 damage.
Yeah, do you want something better than that or are you good with that?
Let's just leave.
Could I offer you any grenades or.
Oh.
Nah. A vibro-ax or knife
of
sorts?
Why don't you get a vibro-ax since you're a little chameleon? I'm sorry, Wookiee.
Okay, I'll get a vibro-ax. How much is that now?
A vibro-ax is 750 credits.
That's a lot, man.
Wait, okay, as the...
I have a vibro-knife for 250.
How much is a hyperdrive?
A hyperdrive is going to... Well, I don't sell those.
Okay,
but,
as the GM...
I think my brother Mel sells them at Mel's Discount Hyperdrive Emporium. They're around 10,000 credits.
Oh,
Jesus!
We're out of luck.
What are we supposed to do?
You can pick up jobs along the way, on your way throughout the.
So we can't spend anything.
You can. You have to buy things though, because you don't have any stem packs. You don't have any knives or anything really. You have two kind of okay guns, and you bought rations for the trip, which is about 100 credits.
Okay, so, should we write down what we have?
Yeah.
What do we have?
Well, I'll just say you have rations, enough rations for the trip.
Okay.
I'm not getting into the minute of this, but
okay.
You have, like, that, and then you don't
okay,
have any
no,
armor.
But I'm saying, what do we have money-wise?
You had 3,000 he gave you up front.
Okay, so you want to put that on yours, or you want me to put it on mine?
You do the money. I don't want to
okay.
Do
so, I have 3,080. All right, so we need to buy some stim packs. Where do I write those?
Alright, you need to buy some... Alright, it's up to you. Do you want to buy some stim packs? You can buy some... Try and get some armor, maybe?
Where did stim packs come from, by the way?
I don't know.
Because that's in, like, Fallout.
It's in everything, but yeah. You can go and get that. You can get detection devices, maybe.
Let's just get stim packs.
I think we should just get some stim packs.
Yeah.
And just balls out, go for it.
Yeah.
Oh, good news. I actually sell discount stim packs here as well.
Okay, how much of this?
The stem pack will cost you. It only costs, since they're discount, 10 credits.
Okay, should we get like 8 of them, bro?
That will cost you 8 credit, 80 credits all
together. What do you think,
bro? 8?
Yeah.
No, get like 10.
Okay.
5 per. Because we're going to get shot a lot.
Okay, 10 then.
That's going to be 100 credits then.
Okay. 10. Okay, so we have 2, 9, 29, 80. Okay, cool. Alright.
Can I interest you in some lightly used armor?
What, do I have armor?
No, neither one of me.
Neither one of us have armor.
Yeah, what kind of armor you got, mate?
I have within your price range armor clothing that'll cost you about 1,000 credits each.
Garbage, we're out.
It gives you a soak value of 1, though, and a defense value of 1, making it slightly harder to
hit you.
What
else do you
have? I have padded armor, 500 credits each. It gives you a 2 soak.
Okay, so 1 second. A padded armor does better for you.
The defense is better. The defense and soak.
What's the difference between defense and soak?
Defense is like, soak will soak in gunshot wounds. Defense will soak in, like knives and things like that. And then, so one defense will soak in a knife damage, like one of that. And then one soak will soak in 1 damage of, the blaster. While padded armor just soaks, gunshot wounds.
What do you think?
Blaster wounds.
I think I'll do the soak one. Because I'll be in the range. And
right,
since you're getting a vibroblade.
Did you get that?
No, I didn't get one.
You're not?
No, I don't need one.
A vibro knife costs only 250.
Get one then.
Do I need one?
It's up to you.
Is it good?
It's 1 damage each time.
Wow, that's trash. No.
And it's a piercing 2 and vicious 1, so it does okay.
Wow. Yeah, with that 1 damage, I'm sure we'll be doing some major damage up in heel.
Okay.
I think we'll do the cotton one.
Right down.
Padded armor, okay, my friend.
You're getting no, you're not getting padded, you're the other one, right? The $1,000 one.
You're saying the defense soaks in a blade and a thing?
Yeah. So
we'll get that one. Why didn't you say that in the
armor
first place,
clothing for you then, my friend. What do you wish for it to look like? I have a small array.
Like clone trooper.
Oh, that's Mandalorian armor. I don't sell that kind of armor.
That's not
here.
Mandalorian.
Yeah, it is.
Clone Trooper armor isn't Mandalorian.
It's based off that.
It's Republic. Republic armor, Cole.
Yeah. It's not. Republic and Mandalorian armor are 2 separate things. I know for a fact. I've researched.
No, I don't want Mandalore armor.
I know, but that's
armor.
What the kind of armor it is. I might be wrong about the defense and the soak. And
how about let's just say it
different
looks like
armor
clone
types.
Trooper
if
armor.
I'm wrong, don't fault me on this. I'm trying. I know enough. I think.
Are you talking to the
audience? Yeah, I'm talking to the audience.
Yeah.
You can email
and
anything
you know
like that.
And honestly, anything like that you have, just send it in, because we'd
be
glad to learn.
Yeah, we'd love
and
to
And on
know.
Top of that, if you have a problem with it, suck it. SMD
But we
bro.
Do enjoy But we do enjoy you listening to our podcast. So
of
thank
course
you.
We do.
But yeah, so, alright. Awesome.
Alright, so you got your armor, and now we're ready to roll. What do I put down for that?
Armor clothing. So underneath your defense, put 1, and underneath your soak, put 1.
Oh, sweet. Got him.
All right, and you guys start heading to your ship.
Yep.
And you're greeted by your old pal. Because you didn't see, as you open the door, to find that your old pal, Arcadian, is there.
Does he see us?
He's standing outside the doorway.
So he sees us.
Yep.
So what's he gonna say? We're
and,
heading off.
And Arcadian's a human, by the way.
We'll be like, hey, bro, we're heading off planet. Check you later.
Stop right there. Let me see what you bought in here. Let me ask to inspect what you bought.
We didn't buy anything bad. Yep. Bite it. Got him.
You bought stem pack, didn't you?
Yeah.
Discount stem pack from a place that sells guns.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
What's wrong with that?
We had them in the first place. What do you mean?
We didn't buy those. Anything. We had those.
We had those.
I carry those on me at all times.
Give them a bluff check. Or not a bluff. Give them
I always have deception.
Coercion.
Because I like stimming, man. I'm a stim head.
Deception.
Cunning. Deception, cunning. What do I have?
Your little... Deception. You have one in that. Cunning, two. So you get a yellow and a green.
I believe in you.
Average difficulty.
And what does that mean?
Two purple. Because he doesn't like you guys.
What a trash garbage person.
We win! Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, I guess you're okay then. But no, I'm going to find where you are one of these days. Be ready.
You'll probably never be a bitch.
Warlock Tiamat! Peace out!
So you head to your ship, you get in, and I need a astrogation check.
You're the pilot.
Astrogation. Okay.
He said astrogation.
It's only one difficulty because you're not being chased or anything.
Okay, so
this
one
is
purple?
The input the carrier. Yeah. No, you gotta roll the dice that go along with it.
Well, what do I roll with it?
It's intelligence. If you have anything marked in there.
Intelligence.
It's the third one. It's intellect. You have a two.
Where is it?
You have a two.
Oh, up at the top. I'm looking down below. I have a two.
And then astrogation. Do you have anything marked in there?
Where's astrogation?
The first one in the
No.
All right, then just roll two green.
He said ass.
He said ass.
Sweet. We win.
Yep. So you pull out and you start engaging it. Give me a piloting space check to make sure nothing goes wrong.
What am I rolling this time?
I'm piloting space.
Piloting space? Where's that?
So he's a pilot?
Where's that? Where's
nothing about astrogation?
Oh, I'm sorry. A planetary I was looking at. Piloting space, I have a marking.
Yeah, so you do whatever you roll for that. If you have one mark, it's a yellow and then plus whatever.
Yeah, and then I look
agility.
Up.
Agility?
Yeah, agility, I have three.
So one yellow and two green, and then difficulty is only one again.
Ah, I think I got it. Booyah!
That was a failure.
You have two advantages only. So I'll say you pass, and you start pulling it out, and you start engaging the hyperdrive. You start engaging the hyperdrive, and you're in hyperspace now.
All right!
It seems to be going great. So you start pulling out, and you're going, and you have, and it should be only a couple out, or like a, because you succeeded on the astrogation check, you managed to cut it down to be there within the 2-day period.
Yes.
And you're in there, and you're in there, and then you hear a... and you're jolted out of hyperspace, only a day into it. And you look back in your hyperdrive, something clicked off, you don't know what's happened with it. And you find you're only halfway there, and you're in the worst possible spot, because you find out, as you look... Figure out where you are. Give me an astrogation check to see if you know where you are.
I'm going to have to push the spaceship full.
Astrogation.
Find you steer.
I don't have any.
Well, do it
intellect,
again.
I have two. So I roll two green?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how many purple?
Because you got jolted out of nowhere, and it's going to be two purple.
Thanks for nothing. Okay, I don't know what happened.
You succeed. So you figure out that you are somewhere near Rashie.
Uh-huh.
And you know that there's an infinite, and you know that this might not actually have been your hyperdrive.
Wait,
you
Rishi?
Know Rishi.
Rishi!
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool. That's where Echo, my favorite character, was introduced.
Yeah.
Ah,
but you know that.
Cool. That's the guy with the hand on his face,
but
right?
You
yep.
know that
awesome.
This isn't normal. You go back
so
and look at your hyper.
There might be something.
Actually, go check your hyperdrive. Give me a mechanics check to figure out if it was your hyperdrive that did. Give me a mechanics check to tell see if
I don't have
you know if you, this was your hyperdrive or if you know this was something else, maybe.
I have low intelligence and nothing in mechanics.
I have two.
Thanks for making my guy a complete idiot, Cole.
I have two intelligence. So I have two green?
Yep, just two green, and then it's going to be a three difficulty.
Oh, great.
Or actually, it's just two, and then add a black.
Isn't that worse?
Not in this game.
Yep.
Yeah, it sucks. We lose.
Well, you think it's busted. So you're floating there, and you're going to give me one more check with two difficulty to see how if you can fix it at all. No, two green. See if you can fix the hyperdrive in time. So it's pretty much a wash. You think that down on Rishi, you know that there's a station that might be able to help you out. You can pilot down there, and you just can't get in hyperdrive right now. You're still a day away. If you get it done within enough time, you should be good.
Okay.
But as you're looking, you see a ship fast approaching. And that's all the time we have for today. What?
What? I've been robbed!
No!
Well, we hope you enjoyed this first episode. I know there wasn't a lot of action, but at the beginning of next episode, there definitely will be
Did
more.
Did you enjoy that riveting tale of buying equipment and talking to fat slug wieners?
We're going to have so much action the next time.
Well, there will be, I promise. So just to let you know, it's going to be every other week we are going to put out a podcast. If you have any questions for us or have any fan art or anything like that, or if you just want to say thank you and we did an awesome job, you can email in at onenerdandtwonoobs@gmail.com or at onenerdandtwonoobs on Twitter, and feel free to hit us up on either one. Or and then please rate and review us on iTunes so other people can see us.
Listen to us.
And yeah.
Hey, don't be mad. That was good.
I got like seven cars. Like, you can find the audio of the worst possible car crash ever.
I love that.
But yeah. So rate and review us on iTunes.
And just remember this. We love you. We really do.
I'm Cole Sorensen.
I'm Tim Sorensen.
I'm Rohan Sorensen.
And thank you for listening to the new adventures of the Aluminum Sparrow.
And he did it!
Yeah, I nailed it this time!
Got him! The Aluminium Sparrow.
All right.
For our British friends.
Well, we'll see you guys next time on these thrilling adventures. Oh, God. All right.
Great job. Just end it.
Call.
Yep.
Just stop it.
Call.
Also, a quick thing. At the beginning of the podcast, I think we said two different names for it, but the name of the podcast is One Nerd, Two Noobs. This is our first ever time doing a podcast, so please bear with us while we try and figure it out. But we do promise you that it will be entertaining and hilarious to watch, or I should say hear us blunder our way through this podcast experience. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you guys in another 2 weeks.